you, Mr. Chairman. Sal Risalvato, Executive Director. Need some repairs on the microphone here. Executive Director, New Jersey Gasoline Convenience Store and Automotive Association. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to this committee. Most of you have heard my testimony on other subjects. I represent the gasoline stations, convenience stores, and auto repair shops of the state of New Jersey. Many of you know that there's been a transformation in the industry, and that traditional two-bay, three-bay gasoline station, many of them have been converted into convenience stores because there's a pretty good profit in coffee and potato chips and sandwiches. So they've opted for that business, which is why I'm here, because along with that goes the sale of lottery, and many of them have become lottery agents. Now, I don't have any big fancy studies and statistics or things like that, because I don't need them. I do have some statistical evidence that's been given to me by my members. And I want to, before I talk about that, I actually want to address a question that was asked of one of the folks that was up here by Assemblywoman Veneri Huddle. And it addresses the issue of courier service, which is pretty much what you asked about. Well, a courier service is either going to deliver something for me or pick something up and deliver it to me. In this bill, there's nothing about delivery, and that's where we have an issue, because it is essentially it is internet lottery, and this is a way of providing verbiage and some loopholes to call it something else and make it something different. When this first was introduced last year, I was asked by some legislators for my support on it. I didn't know if I could support it, but I certainly wasn't going to oppose it. They asked me not to. They explained it to me in a way that I felt, okay, a courier service, you know, free enterprise, small business, good idea. We can live with that. But it's not. It's not a courier service. If this was a courier service, I wouldn't be sitting here today. And I am really sorry that I haven't opposed this sooner, based on the request from several legislators not to, and the explanation that I was given. Here's the statistic that I do have. My members who have lottery, they experience huge amounts of sales of affiliated products and ancillary items when those big jackpots are in the news. They experience them every day as they lead up to the jackpot. And when the jackpot isn't won and it continues, those sales continue to go up. Why? Because there is a segment that does not buy lottery tickets. And yes, it may be 18 to 40-year-olds. And there's a segment of others that also do not buy lottery. I'm one of them. That's how I know this. I wish I was still 40 years old and fall into that segment, but I don't, obviously. However, when those jackpots are out there and my wife calls on her way to work in the morning and says, make sure you pick up a lottery ticket, the guy that never buys a lottery ticket goes in to buy a lottery ticket. Now, here's something else I know about people, because this is a true experience in a convenience store, and I exemplify this too. No self-discipline. So when I go in to spend a dollar on that lottery ticket, and my eye is catching those things rolling around on the counter, either a hot dog or those burritos or whatever they call them in different convenience stores, I know I'm not supposed to have them. I get one, and then they always have to sign two for $3. So you buy two because it's a great deal. Guess what? The lottery agent just got what he bargained for. Because when I buy that $1 lottery ticket, the lottery agent makes a nickel. Do you think he really cares about my nickel? Or does he care about the $3 I just spent on those silly little things rolling around in the case? Because he probably just made a buck and a half or $2. Which do you think he wants? internet lottery takes that away. And it doesn't matter what age category. This is internet lottery. If this legislation required the delivery of the ticket, even the losing tickets, then it's a courier service. I can't argue with that. This is internet lottery and a way of fooling us into believing it's a courier service. What adjustments can be made? I have some suggestions. Certainly delivery is one of them. I would love to sit and talk with committee members and the people that are proposing this and see how we could work that out. A true courier service, Sal's not sitting here in front of you. Internet lottery, I'm here. This is internet lottery. You're registering, you're putting in a credit card, you're doing this all over an app or the internet. There's no requirement for the losing tickets to be delivered to me. And in fact, even the winning ticket I can have redeemed for me. Now, there's going to be all kinds of security issues in here that I'm sure the proponents of this bill will assure you can be worked out. And they may or not be able to. That is not my concern. If something like this happens, the day that somebody says, hey, that $200 million ticket was mine, this isn't the ticket that I was supposed to get, or I ordered these numbers, but this is the one that's going to happen. That's not my concern. That's for the legislature to wrestle with. I don't know how to solve that, where that might be in the future. I have no clue. I only care about the small business owners that make a nickel on a lottery ticket, but want you in the store to buy those silly little things rolling around on the machine, or a cup of coffee, or a bag of chips. And their statistics show that those sales go up exponentially in the days leading up to those jackpots, and when the jackpots aren't won, they continue. Every time a jackpot's not won, lottery agents are rooting like crazy, because the business keeps coming in. Because it's folks like me who never buy lottery tickets, and it doesn't matter what age category I'm in, that go in to put down the dollar and buy the cup of coffee. That's what this is all about. That is my concern. I'm happy to answer any questions.